proclamation number 1565 dated the August 13th, 1940. The voice of conscience. You have no better indication for that which is right than the voice of conscience, the voice of the heart, which truly advises you correctly. This voice will often guide you to do what is pleasing to God. And if you sometimes don't really know what you should do, think or say, then you may always call upon God in all sincerity, and He will inform you of it such that all doubt, all indecision will fade away and your actions will become conscious and unambiguous. Every wrong thought triggers unease in you, and every right thought will make you feel glad, for all good spiritual beings around you endeavor to mentally inform you as to what you should or should not do. And if you willingly accept these suggestions, they will give you inner contentment, whereas the other way around they will awaken in you a feeling of unease in order to make you become aware of the inner voice. The prompting of spiritual friends into doing a good deed is often the reason that this deed will then also be carried out, for a person on his own is often too weak-willed if he is not stimulated to do good. And if he only listens to the inner voice, he will be correctly guided. The realization of that which is right will likewise awaken him if he wants to act correctly. For as God inclined will persistently rejects what is wrong, after all, this will attracts the good and knowledgeable forces which will instruct him truthfully. Although adverse forces try just as hard to exert their influence, they will only succeed if a person is weak-willed or indifferent and thus complies with every spiritual influence, completely oblivious as to whether he is being instructed by good or evil forces. This is where wicked forces have an easy game, although afterwards the voice of conscience will sound reproachfully and disturb his inner contentment. If attention is paid to this, then the opportunity still exists that the good spiritual forces will still be able to be more persuasively effective, but often such silent reproaches deep within the heart only drive the person to try to drown them out, so that he will no longer take notice of them and thus deaden his conscience and no longer hear the subtle voice within. And this is extremely unfavorable for the soul. For then a person will find it very hard to perform kind-hearted actions, since he is in sufficient strength to do so. But, since he is not stimulated by the voice of conscience to resist, he will not take refuge in God either, who alone can make him strong-willed and send him spiritual strength to help him. If, however, a person cultivates the voice of conscience within himself, if he complies with everything this voice instructs him to do or not to do, and if he finally, after every question posed to the eternal deity, listens to this voice, he is not likely to take any other path than the one which leads to realization. Amen.